This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بكت عيني بكت عيني بكت عيني على ذنبي وما لاقيت من كربي.
The Prophet ﷺ told us about a prostitute from the children of Israel, one of the nations before us. There was a prostitute. The Prophet ﷺ said that she got thirsty. She was panting from thirst. There was no water to drink. And so she came across a well, which did not have any rope, any string, any bucket. So she took off her shoe and she climbed down the well. She drank from the well, she came back up. When she came back up, she saw a dog who was thirsty and panting and licking the sand because it didn't have any water. The prostitute had just drank her share, her full. She went down, she drank, she came back up. She thought to herself, this dog is suffering even worse than I am suffering. Let's pause here. In our religion, a dog is not considered a noble animal, is it? Right? A dog is not considered a pure animal even. Yet, it is still a creation of Allah. And it is still a life that Allah has given. And it is still a blessing that Allah has given to the world. Even if it is impure and unclean from a fiqh perspective, nonetheless, it is a creature that Allah has created. Back to the story. So the prostitute says, this dog is suffering worse than I was suffering. Let me give it some water. So she went back down. There was no bucket. There was no string. So she put her shoe in her mouth. And she climbed down. She picked up some water in that shoe, in that leather shoe. She put it in her mouth, in between her mouth. And she climbed back up to give to the dog. The Prophet ﷺ said, Allah appreciated that from her to the extent that he forgave all of her sins. Now, this is a prostitute, somebody who is selling her body for a miserable price. She's ruining families, spreading corruption in the world. And she sees a creature that is by and large not a noble creature. And all that she does, she gives it one sip of water. It is not the dog or the prostitute that brought about Allah's forgiveness. It is that sincerity that happened to be in her heart. Nobody is watching her. She's not going to get any praise from anybody. She knows she's a sinner. She knows she needs Allah's help. She knows she needs Allah's forgiveness. So the only thing that she can do, an act of desperation that only Allah is watching, is that, oh Allah, all I can do is help this creature. You know I'm a sinner. Help me just like I help this creature. So Allah took that sincerity, that iman, yes, from the heart of a prostitute. Because even prostitutes can have iman. Even people with evil can have faith in Allah. So he looked at that iman. And he looked at that sincerity. And it was so sincere and so powerful that her entire evil was forgiven. Brothers and sisters in Islam, we have opportunities every day, similar to that prostitute and that dog. Surely you and I are better than that prostitute. Surely we have more opportunities than feeding a dog. We need to make sure that every action that we do, every action has that same level of sincerity. Perhaps that one deed that I've done, that Allah is watching me, is so pure, so sincere, that Allah will overlook all of my sins and cause me to enter Jannah. Brothers and sisters in Islam, La ilaha illallah. There is nothing, no deity, no being that is worthy of our worship, our veneration, our love, our prostration, our sajda, other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us exemplify this kalima. Let us live this kalima. Let us put this word into actions. And then, and only then, will be true representatives of the religion of Allah on this earth.
فَيَا ذُلِّي وَيَا خَجَلِي إِذَا مَا قَالَ لِي رَبِّي أَمَا اسْتَحْيَيْتَهُ تَعْصِينِي وَلَا تَخْشَى مِنَ الْعَتَبِي وتخفي الذنب عن خلقي وتأبى في الهوى قربي فتب مما جنيت عسى تعود إلى رضا ربي تعود إلى رضا رضا ربي.